on this episode of Counting Cars.
Man, it's a good-looking old Charger, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Your car got our attention, man.
You wouldn't be in the mood to sell something like this, would you?
Check this out. It's a museum in here. Just beautiful. Do you have anything that you might want to sell?
Oh, I've got a pinstripe toilet.
Ready, set, go!
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow. What would you take for this?
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them, fix them, flip them. Sometimes I keep them.
This is 30G.
I can't help myself. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
See what we can see. Find what we can find. Go where we can go.
Eat where we can eat.
Eat where we can eat.
There's a Camaro Z28.
That is a Z28.
It is.
This thing's been sitting here for a long time. We know it's here. Let's keep looking.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can find. Let's see what we can find. See that house there on the right?
Ooh-wee.
Look to the right.
Man, it's a good-looking old Charger, man.
Big market for those cars.
Let's go check this out. Man, I will stop for a classic Charger any day of the week. Not only do I personally love them, but it seems like everybody out there wants one. And I've made a lot of money flipping Chargers in my time, so you can bet if there's a Charger in the driveway, you're going to get a knock on the door.
You want me to knock?
Yeah, why not? There's a dog home, so be careful. Nobody home, huh? Oh, there is.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well.
Good.
I want to talk to you about your car.
Didn't mean to bother you. My name's Danny.
Hi, it's me.
My partner, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to meet you.
We own a shop here in town. We call Counts Customs. We do hot rods, muscle cars, all kinds of stuff. We're just cruising around the neighborhood, and your car got our attention, man.
You like to pull it out?
Do you mind if we take a look at it? You got time? Dude, you're a gentleman, man. I appreciate it.
What's your dog's name?
Hey, sweetie. Come here, hero. Yeah, you got a lot to say, huh?
All right.
It's a good-looking car. What year is this one, brother?
73.
73. Love it. She run and drive pretty good?
Yeah, at this stage. Not very good.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Yeah, if you got time. Sounds like a proper Mopar to me.
I love that look.
I don't know a single guy who doesn't want to own a Dodge Charger. It's the epitome of a badass hardcore muscle car, and it gets credit for introducing the 426 Hemi, one of the best muscle car engines ever. Its iconic status was cemented when it appeared in classic movies like Bullet and TV shows like The Dukes of Hazzard. It's currently featured on the big screen of the Fast and Furious action franchise. Chargers were an instant hit when they first appeared in 1966, and now collectors drool all over them. Chargers of this era can fetch over $80,000 today.
Man, it's a good-looking car, brother. It really is a good-looking car. And you wouldn't have to be in the mood to sell something like this, would you?
No.
No? No?
I've been looking to get one for, most of my adult life.
Sure you wouldn't take a cash offer on this thing, man?
Honestly, I can't think of a number that I would be willing to accept.
Really? So 15 wouldn't even get your attention?
I'm not in it for the money. I love that car.
In this town, you gotta know when to keep pushing it, and you gotta know when to back off. I've been in a lot of situations like this trying to negotiate a deal, and I know when to back off. Matt, he ain't gonna sell this car today. Frankly, I don't blame him. Maybe he'll call me another time. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. You rock, brother.
Pleasure.
Beautiful car.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Neil, man.
Nice to meet you.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Nice to meet you.
Neil called me today looking for a unique 70s muscle car. I told him he called the right place. So I invited him down, get an idea of what he's looking for, and show him what we can offer. Neil, welcome to my nut farm, man. There's all kinds of crazy stuff in here.
This is nice, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Neil, check this out, man. This is a 1966 GT350 Mustang.
It's nice.
Thank you. Matter of fact, my father got this car when I was a kid.
Okay.
So this car's been in my family for an awfully long time. But I don't know if that's a vibe you're looking for.
It's a nice car. It's
really nice.
But sure. After going in 60 seconds, it's like the most popular muscle car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want something somebody else has.
I got you. We'll keep going. Well, how does this hit you right here? This is a 1967 Pontiac GTO convertible.
This is nice.
This has the big block 400 in it, pushing about 500 horse. Now we've built it all up. How do you feel about a car like this? How does this strike you?
This is nice. It's too big.
Too big. Okay.
Yeah,
the 67 GOATs, they're big cars.
Yeah. But okay. I love the nostalgic look. Like, I'm a 70s kid. You know, my first classic was a 65 Impala.
Oh, great.
That the missus made me sell, you know.
Sorry about that, but nice car.
Yeah, me too.
Man, he's right on your year.
A 70s guy, yeah. Man. See, I'm lost in the 70s.
Yeah. I love
I'm
the 70s, lost in the man. 70s. Being a 70s child, my older brother turned me on to everything. He had a muscle car, and driving around with him, you know, it brings back a lot of my childhood. So I'm looking forward to something to bring that back and let my kids enjoy it and something to pass down to them.
I'm looking at a muscle car that's not this big.
Right.
That's not quite as mainstream as Mustang, Camaro, things like that. I got to think about this. I'll find the car. I'm not sure what it is yet.
Well now let me ask you something. Thinking.
Budget.
Where what's your budget?
I can probably get away with like $35,000 without hearing it from the missus.
That's a very decent
start. That's fair, man.
Yes.
I think we can definitely find something for sure. This is the kind of project I love. A real car guy wants a muscle car to remember the 70s era. This project I could go absolutely nuts on. The problem is the $35,000 limit. I want to build something that's going to blow Neil's mind without blowing his budget.
This all is right. Actually cool. When I saw the Lambos, I was like, they might be out my price range.
It's beautiful. Sure you don't want to get rid of this one?
Nope. I'll get out and wrestle you on the floor.
So I've got these two customers. One of them wants a 1970s muscle car. The other one, a first-time customer, Dave, has a very specific style hot rod that he wants me to track down for him. A 30s-era two-door sedan. He wants us to find it, buy it, and do a Counts Customs job. Now, nice cars like this, they're kind of hard to find, but Dave's got a rock-solid budget of $80,000. So Kevin and I, we're out doing a little bit of shopping. All right, what's going on?
How you doing, brother?
Real good.
Good, man. Good to see you.
How are you?
Good.
Check this out in here. Good Lord Almighty. It's a museum in here. This is just beautiful.
Elvis is in charge of the museum.
You know how they seem to demolish a casino here in Las Vegas about every other month? Well, Art Goldstrom, he's the guy that's made a fortune doing that. And although he's been retired for quite some time, it has certainly afforded him a beautiful auto collection. He's an eccentric man, and his collection lives up to his reputation. I'm really going to enjoy looking around, and hopefully I can find something cool that I can take back to the shop for Dave.
Well, come here and look. When you get older, you have to have a wheelchair.
This is crazy.
You can grab the brakes and spin around in circles either way. Act like an idiot.
This is a first for me. This is a first for me. I have never seen anything like this. This place is amazing. Is that a 23 Phaeton?
23, yes.
23 Phaeton. This is great. We got a Jag rear end hiding under there?
Yep.
It's cool. Is this one for sale?
Nope.
Can I rent it for a while?
No. Look, pinstripe toilet.
Gotta have a pinstripe toilet. You're 40 right there. That's really a beautiful car.
I'll go as far as let you sit in it. That's a comfortable car.
Gorgeous. Man, it's beautiful. You sure you don't want to get rid of this one?
Nope. I'll get out and wrestle you on the floor.
I mean, I love looking at hot rods and monster wheelchairs and flaming crappers just like the next guy, but I came here to buy a car. So hopefully, Art shows me something he's willing to let go of soon. I'm kind of looking for a project. I'm hoping to find something to build. Do you have anything that you might want to sell?
Oh, I've got one over in the shop.
Cool. And you lead the way, sir. If the showroom looks this good, I can't wait to see the shop. Let's see what you got hiding in here.
Got this 36 Ford sedan here.
Oh, my gosh. By 1936, Ford Motor Company had been around for over 30 years, and their two-door sedan quickly became the go-to family car and remained so for decades. America's favorite TV family, the Cleavers, drove a 1936 sedan in Leave It to Beaver. They featured the best engine available at the time, Ford's own V8. These sedans were top sellers, and to keep the sales force motivated, Ford commissioned six head-spinning stainless steel edition 1936 sedans. Ford's top salesman got to drive one for a year.
Man, there's already been a ton of work done on this car, Art. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, look at all the gauges.
The grill is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Your gaps are great. Body lines are great.
This would be a steal at $45,000.
Yeah, absolutely it would be. There's definitely a whole lot of value here. I can see that for sure. I just don't think I can, I don't think I'm able to go 45.
What about 35?
I mean, there's a lot here.
You know, I rarely want to throw out that much, but there's so much potential here.
Got you thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Brother, would you consider 32.5?
Well, yeah, that's a deal.
Brother, you are on. Thank you very much. This has been my lucky day. Not only did I find the right sedan, but I got it for under $35,000, and a ton of work has already been done to this car. Now, my customer, he's got a budget of $80,000, so by the time we finish this ride, there should be a nice chunk of change left over after the flip. Kevin, let's go to the bank. Let's take care of some business. What's happening, fellas? Man, I love this car. I love this car. 2 weeks ago, Neil dropped by the shop with a project near and dear to my heart. You see, Neil, he's a 70s kid just like me, and he wants to remember that fabulous era every time he drives. I came up with a great idea, a 1971 Chevy Nova. Now, it's time to add the muscle. This guy, he wanted a muscle car, but he didn't want the muscle car that everybody's got. Well, a Nova is a little off the beaten path, but I want to make it special, so I want to do a tribute to a Yanko Nova.
I love it.
Between 1969 and 1970, famous race car driver Don Yanko was customizing some very cool Chevys, including the Chevy Nova. He was putting in huge high-performance engines, giving them very cool paint jobs with distinctive graphics down the sides and across the hood. To me, this car is the definition of unique 70s muscle, and I know Neil, he's going to love it. Now, an original Yanko, money-wise, through the roof.
Right, right. And this is a $35,000 build.
Right. So we're not building a replica, we're building a tribute. So we want it to look like a Yanko, and we want it to perform like a Yanko.
What motor is this?
383 stroker, built by Blueprint Engines. 450 horse and lightweight, brother.
It's gonna fly.
It is. Matter of fact, this is the exact same engine that I've got in my Corvette.
Oh, wow.
My Corvette is a beast. It is one of the most fun cars in my collection, and that's because of the engine that's in it. Let's get that in there, man, and make this thing happen.
All right, let's start lifting her up a little bit.
Yeah, man. There we go.
A little bit more down.
Yep. Take it down a little bit.
Rest of this path.
Let me know when you want to come down.
A little more. A little bit more.
Keep coming. There you go.
Hold it.
How's that? That's it. This is perfect, man. This car is going to be really fast. This actually might keep up with George's truck.
I don't think so.
George is one of my mechanics here at the shop. He's been with me for years. One of his most prized possessions is his green 1940 Ford street rod pickup. He's always talking about just how fast this truck is, and now he thinks he can smoke this Yanko Nova Tribute with his truck. I think we just might have to take this out to the track and see what happens. I think it'd be a pretty good race.
Yeah, good race.
My money's on this.
Well, wait. I'll bet you $100 right now George spanks his ass.
I'll take this.
Deal. Are you gonna race or what? I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah.
Okay, George is not allowed to work on this car.
That's a good point. All right, I'm gonna go get on the treadmill, try to take off a few pounds. George, we'll see you on the blacktop, brother.
We'll see you on race day.
Dave, I think you're gonna dig this, man.
Let's see it. Wow, that's a 36 on steroids.
Angel, my brother, roll that truck out the way, my man.
It's behind the truck?
It's behind the truck this whole
what?
Time.
Man.
Take your time and enjoy.
Dude, are you serious?
We are hard at work pulling together what I'm hoping is going to be one of the fastest machines we've ever created out of our shop. A Yanko Chevy Nova for our friend and fellow 70s enthusiast, Neil. But right now, my client Dave, he's here to check out his 1936 Ford sedan. Now, this car, it was in really good shape when we first found it, so we used the rest of his $80,000 budget to turn this thing from a cool old car to a Counts Customs classic. We fine-tuned the engine, tricked out the interior, added all the cool bells and whistles to this gorgeous car, gave it the most wicked badass paint job you have ever seen. And Dave, he's here now to check out his new beautiful baby. Dave, I think you're gonna dig this, man. This is not your average hot rod. This thing is insane.
Let's see it.
Let's do it.
Rolly! Bring that baby out!
Wow. That's a 36 on steroids. Look at that. That is amazing.
This 1936 sedan was a cool project to work on. Inside, we overhauled the interior with brand new leather and suede and brought her into the 21st century with power everything. Outside, we painted her a mango tango orange that packs a powerful punch in the sun. We took this American classic daily driver and turned her into a head-turning showstopper.
I am blown away. Wow. Can we look under the hood?
Absolutely. Rolly, right. Would you do me a favor, sure, man, and pull that up? Check out how this hood works, too. This is bad.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at that.
It's all fuel-injected, wow, ramjet. You're probably getting a good 400-plus horse out of this thing.
It's very
amazing.
Nice.
It's amazing. I think you should try it on. I'm gonna let me drop this hood so you get a good look.
Oh,
you look,
yeah,
good in it.
I feel good in it.
How can you not feel good in this car, you know?
Well, that's nice. You delivered. Counts Customs has knocked it out of the park. I mean, this is all a guy could ever ask for. It's definitely a high-quality show car, but I plan on driving it.
You're going to have so much fun in this car. You're going to have a blast in this car.
Yeah, I can see it.
Sweet, man. Congratulations.
Thank you very
much. Absolutely. Thank absolutely. You. Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Kevin. Yeah, man.
Man, I'm jealous.
All right.
I am so glad we stumbled upon this sedan over at Art Showroom, and I'm really glad we had a great time turning this thing into the gorgeous machine that she is today. Now, Dave, he stepped up to the plate. This man spent some money on his newfound hobby, and I got a feeling he's going to be coming back for more. Man, that is just beautiful. A few months ago, Neil came in looking for a really unique, really fast muscle car to remind him of his childhood. I came up with 1971 Chevy Nova. I love this guy's passion for cool cars. So we built him something wicked, a tribute to a very fast, very cool, very American muscle car, the Yanko Chevy Nova. Now, we're bringing Neil out here to a deserted desert highway to not only show him his car, but to show him what the Yanko Nova is all about. Not only is this a wicked bad Nova, but this Nova is actually a tribute to very insane Novas that they built back in the day, what? Back in the 70s. Everybody's going to be looking at the Nova.
Nice, man.
Are you ready to see this thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you really ready?
Yes.
Angel, my brother, would you mind rolling that truck out the way, my man?
It's behind the truck?
It's behind the truck. This whole
what?
Time. Take your time and enjoy.
Come on, Angel. Dude, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That's
what it is a tribute to the Yanko Novas back in the 70s.
That is awesome.
Yankos were all about performance. We did this car up so good, even Don Yanko himself would be proud. We dropped in a beautiful blueprint engineered 383 stroker complete with fuel injection, pumping this car up to close to 500 horsepower. We topped it off with the proper cowl induction hood and the beautiful Yanko graphics across that hood and down the side. I gotta say, this car captures the 70s in a perfect way. You familiar with Don Yanko?
Yeah, listen. Hey, look, if they aren't, I'll tell them who it is now.
Amen, brother. Amen. She's got all updated suspension options on it. She's got power disc brakes, power steering, put vintage air and heat in it. So you got your modern amenities all in this car. Plus, you've got the classic looks of the 70s.
Man. Dude, that is awesome.
Absolutely,
man.
As it should be.
Man, I was just blown away. I didn't want to look like a geek and start jumping up and down. I tried to play it cool, but inside I was doing 100 miles an hour. I know it's a beast, man. I can't wait to drive it. I hope I can handle it.
Check this baby out. Come on,
come on.
Man, this thing is bad, dude.
The setup in this thing, Neil, is wicked, man. I mean, it's 450 horse, but then with the fuel injection, man, there's even a little bit more than that. So it rocks, which is amazing, man.
So I can run it. Nice.
Absolutely.
I see tickets in my future. Dude, you guys did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
I know you put more than 35,000 into this monster, dude. There's no way you could have done it for that budget. This is beautiful.
Kevin?
Well, we did put $35,000 into it, but we had to purchase the original donor car for $2,000. So basically, we're at $37,000.
You need $2,000 more?
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. That's cool. It's worth it. It's worth it, brother. It's
worth it. I hate to let this car go because I really love it. But man, when you see the look on Neil's face, I know it's going to a good home. But Neil's not going to get the keys to his car just yet. I got a little bit of a bet to settle. A little grudge match between me and George.
I'll bet you $100 right now George spanks his ass.
I'll take this Nova.
Deal.
Drivers, start your engines. Ready, set, go.
Oh, there goes $100.
Damn it!
If there's one thing I've learned working for Danny, you never bet against him. I don't care if it's racing, selling, or buying a car, you never put your money against the count. He always wins.
Neil, thank you for letting us run your car.
Thanks for running it.
Georgie,
good run.
You rock, man. You always rock, man. That was fun.